Mr. Razwana from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Her brother-in-law was going to work in a bank in Saudi. She says that this bank is supposedly an Islamic bank, but of course they're going to be dealing in some sort of interest, like many banks do. Can her brother-in-law work in this place? He's holding on, actually.
You are an accountant and you are an expert, supposedly, and your sister just said that you figured out this bank or that bank, regardless what is the name. I don't care even if they call it the Islamic bank or whatever. If the actual dealing of the bank is based, interest-based, then working in such bank is totally prohibited. Even if you're working as a clerk, even if you're working in fixing your their computer system, not just an accountant. First, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الرِّبَ آكِلَهُ مُؤْكِلَهُ وَشَهِدَهُ وَكَاتِبَهُ وَكَاتِبَهُ وَشَهِدَيْهُ. But the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cursed everyone who is involved in the business which is based on riba, in the contract of the riba based business. So the one who pays, the one who earns, the one who concludes this contract writing or crosses the account, so even on the computer, and the witnesses. So should avoid doing that totally. It's not only that the person who collects the interest or the bank who pays the interest is being blameworthy, but everyone. The second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. I pray and I'm dreaming that maybe because of the economical tsunami which the entire world is witnessing now, because of the evil effect of interest and opposing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a wonderful opportunity for Muslim economists and for Muslim countries to reconcile with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to understand that relying on any ideology, whether socialism or capitalism or any ideology that is not in line with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to do, then the end result is total loss, is grieving. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith that is narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, الرِّبَا وَإِنْ كَسُرَ فَعَاقِبَتُهُ إِلَىٰ قِيلٍ. This is an advice to those who are in the stock market, whether individuals, companies, or countries. Mm-hmm. There are Muslim countries who are investing their wealth in totally unlawful activities in the West. The Prophet ﷺ says, even if you see some profit right now, but by the end, wallahi, that will vanish. Al-riba and the interest-based business, even if it appears as plenty and abundant, by the end, it will cause destruction and your wealth will vanish. So you should avoid dealing with interest, period, whether individuals, companies, or countries. And we should really return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance and reconcile. Allah Almighty says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَى إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. It's a serious threat and a severe warning from Allah the Almighty. He says that if you are the believers, if you do not cease dealing with riba, charging usury and paying interest, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares a war against you, him and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah protect us.
Jazakallah khair.